Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as I continue to broadcast live from Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, up I-45 from Houston, beautiful part of the world where there's big doings going on this week, folks. The Administaff Small Business Classic, and this is the sixth consecutive year of the Administaff Classic, and I've been broadcasting very happily here every one since the very first one, and I've been doing it all week this week. Anytime I can get together and help people celebrate small business and golf, I'm going to do that. And somebody who is a very important part of the Administaff organization and this tournament organization is Jay Meeks. He's our good friend and one of the hosts here of the tournament, and he's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Administaff, and one of the smart guys that we call on when we want to find out what's going on out there in the economy. How are you doing with your sales? How are you doing getting your message out there in the marketplace? Jay's going to be able to help us with some of that for the rest of this year and hopefully looking into 2010. Jay Meeks, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here again.
It's good to have you back. Thank you for hosting us here again this year, and what a great tournament. I was telling Joe, and I mentioned this to Paul yesterday, this isn't just a tournament. This is a community. You got the players, their families are coming, the sponsors, the attendees, the public. You got all these folks. This has turned into a community, hasn't it?
Well, I would say that it's an event. I mean, you look at even the sponsors. How many spouses come with the sponsors?
Yeah.
And family. So it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, I think, to celebrate what small business does every day. Yeah, I just don't think they're given enough credit.
Thank you.
In the marketplace.
Thank you. I completely agree with you. And you got a lot of small business owners nodding their head at you right now. Jay, how much money has this tournament raised for charity? Do you remember?
Well, last year we raised almost $700,000.
Wow.
Alone, so
in 1 year.
In 1 year.
And
so,
that was 08.
Yes. You know, ironically, and to our benefit, we're having more success this year than we had last year in terms of our sponsorship.
That's great.
In this economy, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
And so I think it's a real testament to our tournament folks that put this tournament on, and, of course, to the players who come out every year.
So in 6 years, several million dollars have been raised for
yes.
charities, for local charities,
yes.
a dozen local. Or so?
Actually, we spread the charities. There's about 38 charities
wow.
that we support throughout the city of Houston.
And see, folks, that's something a lot of people, when you watch golf on television, you see the golfers and some of them get rich, and you know, you think about all that. You see people having a good time, and you think, wow, you know, that's just some kind of a boondoggle. But the underlying thing that's going on there is there are some people who need help that these tournaments, the big winners are the recipients of these charities, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. And you think about in your own community, of course, here in Houston, how many of tournaments are going on every week, practically?
Right.
You know,
right.
The hundreds a year that are basically for charity. I've got
right.
another tournament that we support at Administaff that's in the winter
uh-huh.
That raises $25,000-$30,000. There's another one we do that has another $20,000-$30,000.
I don't know anything other than golf that has that kind of ability to do that. I mean, I wonder if anybody's ever done a study. And folks, this is the reason this is relevant to my conversation with you today, ladies and gentlemen, is because you're out there in your communities. You're work. You know, I know what you're doing. I know you're volunteering
yep.
for United Way. I know you're volunteering for the YMCA. I know you're volunteering for the Heart Fund, et cetera, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, if you have an opportunity to be part of a golf event, you know, with your time or your money, it's a good time, and it's a very pretty efficient way to raise money too, isn't it?
Very efficient way. And I would say if you haven't been approached by someone to play in a golf tournament, you're not living in America anywhere.
Right, you're off the radar, aren't you?
Yeah, you're way off the radar.
Completely off the radar. But now, one thing that I want to point out is that and Joe clearly mentioned it earlier in the hour, Administaff and four of the sponsors got together and decided to do something very special this year. Tell us what happened.
Well, we looked at the economy, looked at kind of where we were in the business cycle, obviously, and decided that we were going to open our tournament up, you know, free of charge. In other words, the whole public can come out. We'll pay for their parking. You know, shuttle them to the event, and as a thank you again to the community, and of course with the outside idea of again more recognition for small business. The more folks we can bring and get involved with our tournament, the better it is for small business, and ultimately, of course, you know, the rebound effect is for Administec.
Right. So they can park and then get in the on the property for free.
Yep.
Thanks to Administec and the other sponsors. You want to identify them quickly?
Yeah, Wood Forest Bank is one of our sponsors. HP.
Yeah.
The Woodlands Development Company, of course, Administec.
Yeah, exactly. So, folks, that's none of that's going to come out of the going to affect the contributions. I mean, that's just right from these sponsors. Quick break, folks. It's 20 till. Gonna be right back. We're gonna talk sales and marketing after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.